Bird watcher. I'm not going to school. I hate it, screamed Cyril and ran out of the house. Cyril was a willful 11-year-old who disliked being in a classroom. What he liked doing instead was to climb trees and to peep into birds' nests. Today, Cyril's parents, Mr. and Mrs. Fisher, were quite embarrassed at Cyril's behavior because he had created a scene in front of Dr. Han, who was staying with them. Dr. Han had come to New Zealand all the way from Pakistan to give lectures on birds. I'm sorry, Dr. Han, Mrs. Fisher said sadly. Cyril is so fond of climbing trees and peeping into birds' nests that he just doesn't want to go to school. Ah, I understand, said Dr. Han, smiling. In the evening, while Mr. Fisher was still at work and Mrs. Fisher was in the kitchen, Dr. Han and Cyril had tea together. Cyril, I heard you're fond of birds, Dr. Han said, biting into a piece of delicious cake, specially baked for him by Mrs. Fisher. Cyril blushed. Do you know I too love birds and hated going to school when I was your age, Dr. Han continued. Cyril was startled. He couldn't believe that an old man like Dr. Han could have ever liked to peep into birds' nests. But as Dr. Han talked about his childhood adventures, Cyril's disbelief turned to admiration. After tea, Dr. Han took Cyril to his room and showed him several books on birds. Cyril gazed at the beautiful pictures for a long time. Suddenly, he let out a cry. Oh, I've seen this bird. Impossible, said Dr. Han. These books show rare birds, and you won't see any of them here. But Cyril was sure he had seen the bird. In fact, a pair of them. I have seen them. I spotted their nests in a huge oak tree. Dr. Han walked up to Cyril and glanced at the book he was holding. Once again, he shook his head and said, I'm sure you're making a mistake, Cyril. The black robin of Chatham Islands is one of the rarest birds. You couldn't have seen any of them here. Cyril insisted that he had not made any mistake. Rare or ordinary, he had definitely seen two of them. In that case, can you show them to me? Asked Dr. Han. Yes, right now if you want. Dr. Han hastily put on his coat, pulled out a pair of binoculars and stepped out of the room. Cyril followed him. Dr. Han kept talking about rare birds as they walked up to the oak tree. As soon as they were near enough, Cyril said excitedly, There, that's the nest. Dr. Han looked up and saw a small cup-shaped nest neatly tucked into a fork of the branches. Quickly, he took out his binoculars and peered at the nest through the lenses. I hope your black robins haven't retired already, Dr. Han said. His eyes glued to the nest. It was getting dark and all the birds were returning to their nests. Suddenly, Dr. Han mumbled, Shh! Keep quiet! Here comes one! See, didn't I tell you? There are two of them, Cyril exclaimed. Dr. Han silently watched the birds until they went back to their nest. He looked thoughtful. You're right, Cyril, but let's come again tomorrow morning. The next day, Dr. Han and Cyril woke up before dawn and walked to the oak tree. Cyril was happy because he had Dr. Han's spare binoculars with him. Soon, day broke, and the birds began to twitter and stir out of their nests. The black birds also came out. Immediately, Dr. Han and Cyril focused their binoculars on them. After a while, Dr. Han cried excitedly, Hurrah, Cyril! They really are black robins! Now climb the tree quickly and look into the nest. Cyril climbed up. There are two eggs, he shouted from the treetop. Dr. Han beamed happily. He asked Cyril to climb several trees, peep into other nests, and count the number of eggs in each of them. He noted Cyril's findings in his thick diary. After a few minutes, Dr. Han said, "Cyril, you must help me save the birds."
"Save the birds?"
"Yes. What we just saw are the black robins of Chatham Islands. Only 5 of them, 3 females and 2 males, are known to be living. They are on Mandurah Island, east of New Zealand. Left to themselves, the birds will die without multiplying, and then there will be no more black robins on Earth."
"Will our black robins also die?"
Cyril inquired anxiously.
"No, we won't let them die. We'll save them."
"But how?"
"We'll steal their eggs and put them with the eggs in other birds' nests. The black robins will then lay a fresh set of eggs, so we can double the number of eggs every season."
"Can we steal the eggs now?" Cyril asked eagerly.
"Yes, but we'll have to be extremely careful. It will be risky to use bare hands because the eggs are tiny and delicate, and damp and dirty hands may transfer bacteria right into the eggs through their porous shells."
Dr. Han took out several articles from his knapsack. He made Cyril wash his hands and dry them. Next, he gave him some kind of spoon and a small container, both rinsed in a disinfectant. Finally, with the help of his thick diary, he showed Cyril 2 warbler nests to which they could transfer the black robin's eggs. Cyril followed the instructions and gently placed an egg in each of the 2 nests. The 2 trees were marked.
"Now we must cool down the black robin's nest," Dr. Han said.
"Only then will the black robins build a new nest and lay a fresh set of eggs." Cyril ran quickly and pulled down the tiny cup-shaped nest.
"I'm going to keep this as a souvenir," he told Dr. Han.
On their way back, Dr. Han said, "Cyril, we'll have to work hard to make this experiment successful.
Of course, some of my friends will soon come and camp here. You'll help them, won't you?"
"Yes," said Cyril. "I'll certainly help them save the black robins."
"We've done enough for this season," Dr. Han explained. "I've no doubt they can lay eggs 3 or 4 more times, but we must not tire them out."
Back home, Dr. Han told Mr. and Mrs. Fisher about the wonderful work Cyril was doing to preserve one of the rarest birds on Earth.
They were pleasantly surprised when they saw Cyril's photograph splashed across the pages of a newspaper. An article in the newspaper said that he had spotted 2 rare birds in his village, transferred their eggs, and taken care of them. And as a result of all of his efforts, there would be more black robins in the world.
That night, Mrs. Fisher found Cyril at his desk studying.
"Cyril," she explained, "you're studying geography."
"You needn't be surprised, Mama," Cyril replied. "If I don't study geography and don't go to school, how can I become an expert on birds?"